Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and don't forget, we are talking politics in this slot to begin the 11 o'clock hour, if you're listening live, every day from now through the New York primary. So if you're a politics junkie, bookmark this slot and tell your politics junkie friends. If you haven't already done it, sign up for the podcast of our show so you, of course, can hear any segment, including this, at your convenience. And remember, it's politics at 11:06 for the rest of the summer. We begin today with Republican gubernatorial hopeful Carl Paladino raising the ante even further in the debate over the Park Place Islamic Cultural Center planned for Lower Manhattan. While other critics are saying that they have the First Amendment right to build but should reconsider the location, Paladino says he would use the power of the governor's office to stop it cold. Here is a Paladino campaign commercial currently airing on radio stations.
Cuomo supports the construction of a $100 million Islamic mosque in the shadow of Ground Zero. Paladino says a mosque makes a mockery of those who died there.
I'm Carl Paladino. As governor, I will use the power of eminent domain to stop the mosque and use the site as a war memorial instead of a monument to those who attacked our country.
The choice is clear. Paladino for governor.
So there it is. And we have a video of that same ad. I heard it on the radio yesterday. There's also a video version. We've posted it. If you want to see it for yourself, WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. So what do you think if you're opposed to this project? Eminent domain as a way to stop the so-called Ground Zero Mosque? Listeners, specifically, if you are opposed to that cultural center, which they say will be modeled after the 92nd Street Y, including a mosque, a prayer space, if you're an opponent of the project, give us a call and tell us what you think about eminent domain. And does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Carl Paladino if you're going to vote in the Republican primary on September 14th? 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Just a quick call in. We'll just do this for a few minutes to get a sense of where you're at if you have or haven't heard this before. People opposed to that location. What do you think about the use of eminent domain? 212-433-9692. We know we have plenty of supporters, plenty of opponents in our listening audience. This is just for you opponents. Eminent domain, by the way, in case you don't know, is government seizure of private property for a necessary public good. It's controversial at Atlantic Yards. It's controversial at the planned Columbia University expansion in West Harlem and, of course, many other places. And left and right often come together in denouncing overly broad uses of the power of eminent domain. What about for this? 212-433-9692. Opponents of the mosque only. 212-433-9692. Or you can post your comments to WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. And while your calls are coming in, here are some interesting new poll numbers about all this out today. As reported by the AP, a majority of New Yorkers remain opposed to the mosque proposed as part of a planned Islamic cultural center near Ground Zero. I think people are opposed to the whole cultural center near Ground Zero, but the issue will be a factor for many voters this fall, according to a statewide poll released Wednesday. The Siena College poll showed 63% of New York voters surveyed opposed the project, with 27% supporting it, and it was about the same 2 weeks ago, even after all of this hoo-ha over the last 2 weeks. Nothing really much has changed. A CNN opinion research poll released last week found that nearly 70% of Americans opposed the mosque plan, while 29% approved. So my theory that I articulated the other day seems to be a little bit correct. The further you get from Lower Manhattan, the more people are actually opposed to the mosque. But still, most New Yorkers opposed, clearly. 63% of New York voters opposed in the Siena College poll, 70% nationwide in the CNN poll. And interestingly, with Paladino coming out with his eminent domain proposal, as the primary draws near, according to this AP story, Lazio's lead over Paladino, who has Tea Party activists among his supporters, is shrinking among Republicans. That is, the lead is shrinking. The lead is down to 13 points. So it's 43 for Lazio, Rick Lazio, versus 30% for Palladino, with 27% undecided in this new Siena poll. That compares with Lazio's 20-point lead over Palladino in July, although the margin of error is greater when only Republicans were questioned, reflecting the smaller sample size, Siena tells us. So that's a 3.5% margin of error, but still a fairly substantial cutting down of the lead. Now a 43-30% lead for Lazio over Palladino. All right, let's take some calls from Musk opponents. What do you think of eminent domain? George in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Yeah, listen, why doesn't he just suggest he raise taxes on it?
George, no, I'm asking an eminent domain question. Do you have an answer?
I understand. Eminent domain is anathema to a principled conservative or Tea Party person. Everyone is against the Kelo decision. They should be against the use of eminent domain for these purposes. Palladino has no principles. People should not be fooled by this. The man is unprincipled.
Are you against the project?
Absolutely. I'll tell you what. If you want to have a tea party down at the mosque, I'll meet you there.
All right. What do you think the solution is?
They move the damn thing. I'll say, let's say they can, where should they move it to? I don't know. Someplace around Delancey Street would be okay.
George, thank you very much. Maria on Staten Island, you're on WNYC. Hi, Maria.
Hi. First of all, I'm a Democrat, and I want to indicate my opposition to this mosque only because until the government lifts, and am I wrong to ask, have we lifted the war against terror in the United States at this point? When that occurs, I am quite happy for this kind of free flow of, therefore I would not be.
Well, the imam involved and developers of the project would say they are not combatants in the war on terror.
Well, this is we live in America.
Side.
This is a country. We have a federal policy that is a war against terror.
But your position is clear. What about eminent domain?
I don't want to get politicized in it, but I think if they have to use that, I think they should defer to the president on his decision on do we or do we not have a war against terror. In the case of yes, and when it's lifted, it will be marvelous, and we can have a wonderful free flow of mosque any place they can do it.
Would you support
is not an appropriate time or place.
Would you support the use of eminent domain to stop it, since they seem to have a constitutional right to build there otherwise?
I'm not that versed in the legalities of the eminent domain issue, and you articulated it was kind of complicated.
Okay.
Thanks for taking my
Maria,
call.
Maria, I appreciate your call. Margaret in Chappaqua, you're on WNYC. Hi.
Hi. I am a Democrat, and I oppose the mosque being built close to the sacred site. Eminent domain, it will likely lead to years and years and years of legal battles, but absolutely, we need to do everything possible to prevent it from being constructed so close.
So even eminent domain for you. Now, let me read you another stat from the Siena poll. It found, let me find this part of it, among those who oppose building the mosque, about half agree that developers have the constitutional right to build it. 28% of mosque opponents say they do not have that right. Do you question whether there is a First Amendment right, freedom of religion right, to build that mosque on private property if they obtain that property?
Honestly, I don't know. I'd leave that to the lawyers. I don't know enough about it.
But you would be okay with having the government seize it and designate it for some other kind of use?
Absolutely, yes.
Margaret, thank you. Here is Abdella in Babylon, who says he is a Muslim against this mosque and cultural center. Is that right, Abdella?
Yes. I think the idea of fawning and apologetic Muslims is sickening, and I don't think this type of politics. The masjid is not for politics. Eminent domain is a dirty business, but this guy, politics, it's just part of elections. Race and bigotry specifically is how you get elected. That element is always there. Chrissy Whitman, Bill Clinton, they all did it.
I've been going
to this mosque, may I say, since 1974. That was a half a block from City Hall and Park Place. These people, they're all out-of-towners, and they know nothing about the issue.
Abdullah, were you saying that you think the imam here is sort of too moderate or playing footsie too much with the political establishment in the first place?
You know, the media has not done very much to let us know about who these people are. I mean, between him and Daisy Khan, I mean, it sounds like a Dollar Day movie, Daisy Khan. I don't mean to be offensive to anybody, but I'm fearful about who are the forces behind the building of this thing. It's not actually a mosque, and I'm fearful of there being some kind of heavy-handed government influence in how communities live. It reminds me of the kind of propaganda offshore radio, you know, that they used to do in foreign countries during war.
Now, of course, Daisy Khan. Khan is a good South Asian name, and Daisy means all South Asians, right?
D-E-S-I. I hear what you're saying. I don't know what Afro-Americans have to say about it. They're never on the radio, apparently.
Well, it's certainly a false statement for this show. But, Abdullah, thank you for your call. And she does spell it D-A-I-S-Y. But Alexander in Manhattan, you're on WNYC.
I'm also a Democrat, and I'm strongly against building mosques there because it will definitely increase tension around that area.
How about eminent domain to stop it?
I believe that eminent domain is exactly developed for cases like this.
Really?
Yes.
Thank you very much. All right. There you go. A smattering of opinion on eminent domain to stop the development of this cultural center, including a mosque near Ground Zero. And there you have Carl Palladino's position, now a campaign plank as he runs against Rick Lazio in the Republican gubernatorial primary.